After the budget, step up the fight against austerity. The editorial of this week's issue of The Socialist, below, was written the day before Chancellor Hammond's budget statement, but its points remain fully valid, including that we can't wait until 2022 to get rid of the Tory government and its austerity. The trade union and labor leaders must organize an urgent program of action to remove it, as outlined in the editorial. Hammond's budget offered no reprieve to millions of public sector workers whose pay is being held down, while rising inflation adds to their plight. Predictions of, at best, ongoing low growth rates show that for the Tories, austerity is here to stay, without end in sight. Tuition fees, nothing at all offered to reduce fees or student debt. Money to the NHS, nowhere near enough to even meet basic needs. Universal credit, no more devastatingly long waits before money is paid out, but no increase in the too low amount of the benefit. The £1.5 billion annual cost of ending the long waits shows how much has been robbed through placing people in particularly desperate circumstances. Housing, new homes will be increased to 300,000 a year by the mid-2020s, but the Tories won't be making these actually affordable to those who need them. No measures to even reduce the vast profits of the property developers in favor of people needing housing. A miserably inadequate £125 million of funding to help just 140,000 people out of the over 5 million households in the private rented sector. Catastrophic cuts forced on local authorities will continue. £1.7 billion was committed to the Transforming Britain Fund, half of which will be put in the hands of the Metro Mayors with the rest open to competition, which for the Tories will no doubt be judged on who can offer the most pro-austerity and big business-friendly policies, as the Tories also expect from the Metro Mayors. No reversal of the previously announced cut in corporation tax from 19% to 17% by the end of 2020. So billions more pounds will be channeled to the wealthy that could instead be used for vital welfare and services. No ending of any of the youth exemptions from the national living wage, nor will the NLW be raised to a real living level. On the budget's consequences for public sector workers, National Shop Stewards Network, NSSN, Chair Rob Williams commented. Millions of public sector workers face a full decade of real terms pay cuts after the Tory budget. 2 million local government workers and 500,000 civil servants didn't even get a mention, while NHS workers got a vague promise that a rise above the 1% pay cap may be on its way. But rightly, they will be waiting to see the detail, particularly as the Chancellor talked about restructuring NHS pay. This is part of the Tory strategy, to attempt to divide workers into deserving and undeserving. But health workers already know that the rises awarded to the police and some prison officers is half the real inflation rate of nearly 4%. Enough must surely be enough. The public sector unions must immediately meet to set out a strategy of coordinating strike ballots that could mobilize millions to take action together against a weak and divided, crisis-ridden government,